Greetings to everyone from around the world. This is a Sunday sermon recording from Father Mike of Our Lady of the Hills Parish, here in Southwest Ohio. I am your host, Ishmael Ali, and here is Father Mike's sermon.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading of the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Peter approached Jesus and asked him, Lord, if my brother sins against me, how often must I forgive? As many as seven times? Jesus answered, I say to you, not seven times, but 77 times. That is why the kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who decided to settle accounts with his servants. When he began the accounting, a debtor was brought before him, owed him a huge amount of money. Since he had no way of paying it back, he ordered his master ordered him to be sold along with his wife, his children, and all his property in payment of the debt. At that, the servant fell down, did him homage, and said, be patient with me, and I will pay you back in full. Moved with compassion, the master of that servant let him go and forgave him the loan. When that servant had left, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him a much smaller amount. He seized him, started to choke him, demanding, pay back what you owe. Falling to his knees, his fellow servant begged him, be patient with me, and I will pay you back. But he refused. Instead, he had the fellow servant put in prison until he paid back that debt. Now when his fellow servants saw what had happened, they were deeply disturbed and went to their master and reported the whole affair. His master summoned him and said to him, you wicked servant, I forgave your entire debt because you begged me to. Should you not have had pity on your fellow servant as I had pity on you? Then in anger, his master handed him over to the torturers until he should pay back the whole debt. So will my heavenly Father do to you, unless each of you forgives your brother from the heart. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord
Takes me a while to get ready here. I'm getting there.
Rose, will you forgive me the money I owe you? This is the day that I always choose to do that because make you feel guilty. Oh, no debt, but the debt of love. That's a good line. I love that. Okay, here we go. By the way, for those new here, we are broadcasting this around the world on our internet and our website. And we're on camera. So who knows who we'll touch today? You never know. But here I go. I preached a sermon here, right here, at Mary Queen of Heaven several weeks ago about an injustice done to me and my brother and my sister. And I shared the pain we felt being cheated out of thousands of dollars from my father's will. How do I forgive someone who admits to no wrongdoing nor feels any remorse? When the sermon ended, a woman approached me, and she offered me very wise advice. She said, Father Mike, you must let it go. Let it go. Don't let past hurts cheat you of happiness now. And her words gave me peace when she said that. I needed to hear that. It gave me more peace than she'll ever know. She is in this church right now, and I won't tell you who she is, but she's sitting right there. I'm pointing to not Rose, and not you, the one in the middle.
Thank you for that very wise advice. I have to say that too, because she buys me breakfast on Tuesdays when I'm down here. So we got to keep her happy. But it's true. You just got to let it go. Or the past will ruin your present. Now, forgiveness. Forgiveness means letting go of your need to punish or to seek payback. Then you are free to enjoy the blessings in your life now without being shackled by resentment or anger. The price I would pay to hold on to my hurt would be far more than the money I lost. But there is an even far more important reason to forgive than just to be happy. Jesus says this. This is scary. Jesus says, how you treat others is how God will treat you in your judgment. And that's scary because we don't always treat people nice sometimes, you know? And we fail at that. If you claim your right to punish someone who hurt you, then God will claim his right to punish you. But when you show mercy, God will shower his mercy upon you. And all of us sure do need it, don't we? We sure do. I learned the blessing of mercy when I was a young child, when I did something really bad, really bad. I was about 10 years old. I didn't mean it, but it still was bad. My cousin Kristen and myself, for our birthdays, our 10-year birthdays, we got brand new bikes. I had an aunt, she had some money. And she bought me this beautiful, all chrome Sears bicycle. Oh, that thing was fast. It was beautiful. And my cousin Kristen got a Schwinn bike that was fire engine red. And one day, he calls me up on the phone, and he challenges me to a race. And we met on a Saturday at a back alley street in Conway, Pennsylvania, where I grew up near Pittsburgh. Now, this street, it was paved with cinders, but it was very straight. No curves. So it's really good for racing. So on this Saturday, we started the race. And my bike flew down that street like a shooting flame. And I was winning the race. I was confident of victory. And then tragedy struck. As I was speeding down that alley, a little girl was playing in a sandbox right near our racetrack. She got out of the box and walked into my bike. As I'm flying down that cinder road, walked right into it. She didn't see us. There was no time to stop. I was going too fast to stop. I hit her head on. Her dress got lodged in my bike. And I dragged her down those cinders on the road. I dragged her several feet before I could stop. All I remember is that she was crying and screaming, but then she got up and she ran away, and I didn't know where she went. She ran in between some houses. I was traumatized. Very traumatized. I was so traumatized, I forgot to tell my dad what had happened. I absolutely blanked that out of my mind, you know, due to this traumatic event. It's like it never happened to me. Eventually, the mother, on that same day, found out it was me who ran over her daughter, and she told my dad. My dad was mad at me. Why didn't you tell me? Why'd you hide this from me? I never intentionally meant to do that. I simply blacked it out.
And my father looked at me and he said, "Now, Michael, you're going to go to that little girl and to that mother's house and you are going to apologize." Oh, that was scary. I remember approaching the house where the little girl lived. I truly was frightened. Each step I took grew heavier and heavier. With a lump in my throat, I finally knocked on the door. My heart sank when I saw my victim. The little girl opened the door. She was covered with bandages on her legs, on her arms, on her hands. It was really bad. The cinders that I dragged her on really did a number to her. And then I saw her mother coming into the kitchen. I thought, "I'll never come out of this alive. I'm never going to make it back. Lord, take me now." The mother spoke first. She looked at me somewhat sternly. She said, "Sit down at that table there." It was a kitchen table. And dutifully, I sat right down, kept my head down, you know. I expected her to yell at me. The little girl said, "Mommy and I have something to give you." And I pictured being flogged, you know, or maybe beaten with a paddle. Remember those days in the 50s, early 60s, you know, you could do that stuff. I remember in school one time I got hit with a paddle, and then my mom hit me with a paddle when I got home. That's what you did in those days. Instead, to my surprise, this mother walked over to the oven. She brought out a whole tray of freshly baked oatmeal raisin cookies. To this day, I love those cookies. I fell in love with them. And we sat down together at the kitchen table, eating cookies and drinking milk. They never gave me a chance to apologize. I had a big spiel. "I'm so sorry, I didn't mean it." They didn't even bother with that. The girl said, "I told Mommy, you didn't mean to hurt me. And we made you cookies to show we're not mad at you." That day, on that day, 62 years ago, I learned mercy. I learned what it really means to forgive. To forgive from the heart. You see, forgiveness from the heart is not a one-time event. Forgiveness from the heart is a way of life. It has no limit, and it's offered freely to those who ask. When Jesus said 7 times 70, I think that comes out to 490, I believe. That number was considered the number of infinity. There was no limit to infinity, and that number symbolized that. So that's why Jesus says 7 times 70, because there is no limit when you forgive from the heart. And in the Jewish religion, see, St. Peter thought he was being generous. In the Jewish religion, you were only required to forgive 3 times. That's it. After that, you didn't have to forgive and could do an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. So when Peter said 7, he thought, "Oh, I'm being really generous." Not like Jesus, whose generous mercy has no limit. Well, my father was not quite so forgiving. He agreed to pay the girl's doctor fee. That little girl had to go to the hospital. and she was treated there by the doctor. And my father showed me the bill. And he said, "Michael, look how much you cost me." And he put that bill right in front of my face. Oh, it was exorbitantly large. $35. That was it, $35. Today it'd be $10,035. It was $35. That was a lot of money back then. Well, I'll tell you this. I'm thankful that Jesus paid my bill that cost much more than $35. Can I get an amen? Amen. Go, Jesus would say, go and do the same. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
This recording of Father Mike's sermon was produced and edited by me, Ish Ali. The intro music is Amazing Grace, sung by LaGrave Avenue CRC of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Thank you to Father Mike for a great sermon. Previous recordings of Father Mike's sermons can be found at stmaryhillsboro.org. That's S-A-I-N-T, maryhillsboro.org, and on the St. Mary Hillsboro YouTube channel. If you enjoyed this program, please donate and help sponsor future sermon recordings. You can send checks to St. Mary Catholic Church, 212 South High Street, Hillsboro, Ohio, 45133. All donations are tax deductible and greatly appreciated. Thank you for listening.